Yes, it's the Goldbergs.
Say, Mom, do you use one soap for everything in your wash?
Of course not, son. Whatever gave you such an idea?
Well, it says here in the paper you can. It says new duds is here.
What are you talking about?
It says ladies. That means you, Mom. Don't put up with old-time wash day soaps when new duds can do all three kinds of wash.
What? One soap for all three kinds of wash? Impossible. Why, that would mean washing my rayon undies with the same soap I use for your dirty overalls and the towels you get so black.
But gee, Mom, here it shows a little boy with overalls just like mine, and it says, Dawes gets them clean with no hard scrubbing.
No hard scrubbing. Well, that means easy wash days.
And Dawes gets dirty T-O-W-E-L-S.
Towels?
Whiter, far whiter than any number of other soaps.
Whiter washes. Say, let me see that paper, son. Well, I declare, it says, you've never seen whiter washes than new Dawes gives you. Well, this Dawes must be a whiz for whitening. But what's this it says? Yet this same Dawes is actually safer for pretty rayons and nicer colored washables than any other leading granulated laundry soap. Say, this Dawes must be a new kind of soap. Oh, it says here it is a new kind of granulated soap, not just a new improvement of an old soap. Well, and what's this? Women by the millions are now changing to Dawes on wash day. Well, no one's going to get ahead of me. I'll get a box today and try it myself. Let's see, that's D-U-Z, Dawes. And believe me, next wash day, I'll just see whether Dawes does everything.
Now, the Goldbergs. Start more older people whirling and worrying than the refusal of the sun to rise. And when Rosie was packed off to Florida to forget about Walter Jerome, what happened was that she didn't forget him. The Goldbergs couldn't forget her, and now, what seems most miraculous, in the case of a young man engaged to someone else, Walter doesn't seem to have forgotten Rosie. Now, just listen to this. Molly feeds the chickens.
Come on, come and get it. Come on, Chicky. Come on, Chicky. Come on, come and get it. Come on, come on. I wouldn't be able to give you a chore soon. Come on. Hello, Martha.
Hello.
I'm going to Florida. I'm going to Florida.
For pity's sake. Florida.
Yeah, I'm going on the Pomada special. Shoot, chicken. Sporty, don't run after the chicken, Sporty.
Mrs.
Don't
run after the chicken. You're awful foolish, picking up and going away.
Well, her Rosalind's lonesome and doesn't
Well, then, why don't you send for her and bring her home?
Well,
I guess it's none of my business to ask you why you packed her off in the first place. Rosie's your daughter, I guess you know what you're doing. But if she was mine, she'd be right here in Lassenberry. Walter Jerome or no Walter Jerome.
But, Martha,
how do you know how he feels about Rosie?
Well, Rosalie's a child and Walter is engaged.
An odd engagement if what Mrs. Humphrey says is so.
What do you mean, Martha?
Well, Mrs. Humphrey does the house cleaning at Dr. Keeter's, and she says...
Yes. What are you doing outdoors without a coat or a
sweater? I'm all right, darling.
Oh,
I'm all right.
How are you, Sammy?
I'm all right. Are you coming in, Ma?
I'll be right in, Sammy. I'll be right in. Where's Papa?
Well, he's finding out about your chicken.
Go in, Sammy, dear. I'll be right in, dear.
Where is your sweater, Ma?
But I need a set.
Never mind.
Or you'll find it maybe hanging someplace. I'm coming right in, Sammy, dear. So what did Mrs. Humphrey say, Martha?
Well, she said that Walter's mother is a terror.
What do you mean, terror?
Well, she didn't say any more than what she did say. She's a terror.
But about the engaged couple?
Sporty, get them. Leave the chicken. Come on, Sporty. Go.
Sammy, but it's not cold.
Yes, it is. Put it on.
All right. Thank you very much.
Are you coming in?
I'll be right in, Samuel, dear. I'll be right in. Go in, Samuel, dear. I'll be right in, dear.
Do you want me to fix the lock on your valise?
Yes, please, dear. Fix the lock on my valise. Please, dear. Please. That's for the engaged couple, Martha.
Well, I guess I'm not much to be giving advice about love. Not even being a bachelor girl, but just a plain old maid.
Martha.
Well, that's just what I am, an old maid. But I had my chances, and I let them slip out of my fingers. So I can tell you, because I do know what it means to be a might have been. And there ain't nothing in the world that's worse.
Ma?
Yes, Emily?
Ma, can I see you a minute, please?
What is it about?
Please, can you come in a minute?
What is it about?
It's important, Ma.
All right, I'm coming in. I'm coming in this minute. Excuse me, please, Martha, dear.
Yes, if I hear anything more from Mrs. Humphrey, I'll let you know.
All right, Martha. Do that, Martha, dear. I'll see you, Martha, before I leave. I'll see you. And Martha, dear, would it be too much trouble if I'll ask you to go to the butcher for me? Please? Thank you, Martha, very much.
Mom.
What is it, Samuel?
Mom, Walter's on the phone.
Huh?
Walter's on the phone.
Walter wants to talk to me?
No. He wants to know if it's all right if his mother comes over. He wants her to meet you.
Why? For what?
Oh, Ma, he just wants you to meet you.
Please, for what? For what? What he wants to meet me? For what?
Just to...
Please, Emily, please. I have nothing to talk to Walter
right.
about, and that's all.
Just a minute. Well, Walter, I'll call you back just as soon as I talk to my mother. She,
I'm very busy.
I don't know when she'll be home, but I'll...
I'm going to Florida.
Okay, I will. Ma.
What, Sammy?
Why don't you want to meet Walter's mother?
Why? Why do I want to meet Walter's mother? Because I'm going away. And because I'm busy. And I have no reason to meet her. I don't need her approval, and I don't need her... For what, Emily?
If Walter comes, Ma, it can mean only one thing.
I'm not beholden to Walter for one thing or two things or five things. And I'm not beholden to Walter's mother for 16 things. I'm not concerned with her. I'm concerned for Rosie, and I'm busy, and I'm leaving.
Who do you suppose I'm thinking of, Ma? I'm thinking of Rosie. You know how much he likes Walter, and if Walter is interested in her, we don't have to worry because his mother is trying to arrange a different kind of a future for him.
Family, please. Walter's future and what his mother's trying to arrange for him have nothing to do with me. I'm worrying about Rosalie, not Walter. Please, did you fix my valise?
Ma, you can't worry about Rosie without thinking about Walter. It's because of Walter that Rosie is in Florida. And it's because of Walter that you have to go to Florida.
Then the less we have to do with Walter's family, the less we'll have to worry.
Yeah, but you can't wish Walter out of our life. He's in it.
Not if I can manage that he should be out of it, Sammy.
But you can't manage what Rosie should think.
I can help her realize how foolish it is for her to think of a young man who is engaged to marry another girl.
You're so interested in protecting Rosie from feeling bad, you're not thinking of what may be good for Rosie.
I'm not thinking of what may be good for Rosie. What do you mean, Sammy?
Well, we don't understand Walter's situation. I know he's engaged to Norma, but we don't know whether Walter is very happy about the whole thing.
I think that's Walter's concern.
Of course, but it happens to be Rosie's also. Fellas make mistakes, Mom. Especially when they happen to be influenced by what their families want. Maybe Walter doesn't want to marry Norma at all.
And I still say that's something for Walter to settle. And while he's settling it, I don't think it's right or proper for him or anybody else to mix Rosalie in it.
Well, maybe it's because of Rosie that Walter's realized how little he wanted the engagement with Norma.
Sammy, Rosalie is a child.
She is not a child. She's a young woman. She has to face her problems, not run away from them. Well, you've always helped people to face their problems, everybody. Strangers who came here just for advice. I never advised anyone to run away and bury themselves out of sight. But when it comes to Rosie...
My valise, please, Emily.
Ma.
Please, Emily, please. Let me say to you again. Please. I am not concerned. I am not concerned. You can say any which way or what you want to say that Rosalie is not a child, and I say she is a child. And Walter's problems is Walter's problems, and Walter's mama's problems is Walter's mama's problems, and not mine. I decided I'm leaving on the Palmetto special.
Mom.
And please don't mar me, please, Sammy.
I'm telling you.
Please, don't think, darling, that Mama didn't sleep sleepless night thinking. I thought it, and I made a decision, and I'm going on the Palmetto special, and then where's my valise? Did you fix it?
I couldn't find it.
You couldn't find it? Very well, then I'll find it.
You always know what to do for someone else, but when it comes to you...
What is that?
Nothing. Pa?
Pa, well,
upstairs in the garret.
I just got a letter from Tante Elke.
Hmm?
Read it. I don't want Mama to see it.
Why, Pa?
Tante Elke thinks Rosie should come home.
Who came in?
Me, Molly. Finish the letter and put it away before Mama sees it.
Oh, she won't see it.
Some letter, huh? What do you think, Sammy?
I should say she should come home if she feels as badly as that.
Daddy!
Go up, Pa.
Can I help you, Molly?
Yes.
All right.
Hello, Dr. Cater, please. Yes. Yes, please. Yes.
Emily, did you bring your brother Marsha to fix the police?
Yes, Ma.
Very well.
Oh, Walter. Walter, I just spoke to my mother. She'd like you to come over to
Emily.
Dinner.
Emily!
Yeah.
Papa said
that's
that
right.
You could just...
Well, just a minute.
Who are you talking to, Sammy?
What did Papa say?
Who are you talking to, Sammy?
Yeah. Tomorrow night.
What tomorrow night?
Yeah, yes. Is that all right?
What's all right?
All right, good.
What's good? What's good, Samuel?
That Walter and Norma and his mother are coming over to dinner tomorrow night.
Rosie's trip to Florida is working both ends against the middle. For as Rosie longs to return, forces in Lastonbury are working to draw her back. Why does Walter want his mother to meet Molly? And what will happen if they do? You know, there are three big letters I'd like to print right on your dishpan. They're D-U-Z, does. And they'll remind you to stop struggling with halfway soaps for dishes. I mean those bar soaps because they don't have real speed. And those tough granulated soaps because they're short on safety for your hands. Yes, the answer to those halfway soaps is new does. That new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And believe you me, does has everything for dishes too. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Just notice how wonderfully soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Dove's. It's far kinder to your hands than any other leading granulated wash day soap. Yet, no soap made speeds through dishes faster than Dove's. No, ma'am, there's no hard scouring, not even to cut tough grease. Remember, you can tell by the suds how really different Dove's is. So, try it today. Does has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. Next time, Molly has to make up her mind about Sammy's decision. This is James Fleming, wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.